company expense. They need a brother's leadership, so please don't do them in. Remember, mediocrity is not a mortal sin. There
we're
in
the brotherhood of man, dedicated to giving all we can.
Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity?
The great big brotherhood of men.
A brotherhood,
yes, brother.
Of man,
a brother.
A benevolent brotherhood of man.
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir.
A noble tie that binds all human hearts and minds into one brotherhood of man.
Oh, yes, sir. Lifelong membership is free. Keep a giving each brother all.
There we are, Daniel
never
Radcliffe.
Gets old.
It doesn't. I get old, but never them. There we are, the Brotherhood of Man from How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. I've got to get to the bottom of that. Jordan Cox, it's so, so nice to have you with us. Now,
thank
you say
you
you've been singing for, what, 6 years now,
yep,
isn't it?
6 years.
I mean, what inspired you to actually get into the singing in the first place?
I don't know. I think it was just watching people, don't cringe, watching people like X Factor and Pop Idol. And I was just like, I love what they do. I just love seeing people on stage and like performing. And I was first in a musical when I was 11 and I just loved it. And I just haven't stopped since.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, before you started on the How to Succeed in Business, did you know of it beforehand, or had you been to see any sort of adaptation of it?
I'd heard of it in Broadway, but I didn't actually know the storyline.
And how does it appeal to you, the storyline itself?
It is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm like a young businessman myself, so it's very relevant to my current situation as well,
right,
as probably a lot of people, because it's like the recession at the moment. It's just like a fun night out, just to kind of dream.
Yeah, and between £13 and £16 for a fun night out,
yeah,
and the opportunity to dream, it is an absolute bargain as
absolutely,
well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's in store for the Operatic Society after this?
We're doing a concert, and then after that, we are performing The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, I remember that. Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds,
absolutely,
as I remember.
Yes.
Now, well, your role in this particular one, you say it's antagonistic.
Yes.
Wow. In which way? Is it in a physical sense, or is it in a mental capacity?
Well, my character is the big boss of the company's nephew.
Right.
So he thinks he's, like, on top of everything. And then there's this new guy that comes in, and he's climbing the ladder to success, and he's getting higher and higher in the company. And my character doesn't like that at all. He's still stuck in the mail room at the bottom, and he's doing absolutely everything you can to stop him from getting fired.
And how did you grow into that role? Did you find it natural, or was it something you had to work really hard at?
Well, I don't know about character casting, but my character is quite a geek. And if you look at me, I look a little bit geeky. So
I wouldn't quite say that. I'd just say young, full stop. So
thank you.
Young and trendy. How about that?
Yeah. The only thing I'm really changing is my voice. I've got a very kind of really voice.
That sounds very nasally and from the Bronx.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, there you are. See, I know my travel and you know how to throw a voice. So.
Yeah.
And you obviously enjoy what you do as well. Now, you mentioned previously that the Operatic Society is between 16 and 60.
Mm-hmm.
You've been corrected by your mum, 70.
Yeah, we offer anything for all ranges, ranges really. So anyone from like 14 or 16 to whatever age, they can come along and just perform.
Oh, fantastic. So they can come along and audition and take part in everything.
Yeah. We're always looking for new members, and our next concert in Little Horse in Texas will have loads of different opportunities for people if they wanted to get involved.
Oh, that's fantastic. Where do you actually do your rehearsals and auditions?
We rehearse at the Brentwood County Cricket Ground.
Oh, right. That's just next door to the theatre, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's literally down the road.
Okay. And is that a weekly sort of thing, or fortnightly, or monthly?
We rehearse Tuesdays and Thursdays, but for this concert, it'll probably be Thursdays and Tuesdays just for like leads, who's got a lot of songs. So, yeah.
Okay, because I'd like to get more people interested, because people, like you say, they saw the Simon Cowell productions and they must think, well, I can do something like that. And here's something local
absolutely
that everyone can go along to and have their chance.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost a lot to join either. You've got like a cheap kind of membership fee. And yeah, it's great fun. Every single Tuesday and Thursday, you're meeting up with friends. And you're doing what you love, so what more can you ask for?
Yeah, and obviously you're going to love doing this, How to Succeed in Business.
Absolutely.
Without really trying. Trying to get another plug, starting on Tuesday, isn't it?
Yes, Tuesday the 15th to Saturday the 19th.
Okay, are there any matinee performances as well as evening?
There is. There is a Saturday matinee performance at 2:30.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I used to love them as a kid, the little Saturday afternoon at the theatre.
Yeah.
Oh, loved it to bits. And the ticket price is between £13 and £16.
And if you're interested, you can get tickets by phoning 01277 200305 between 10 and 4 at the Brentwood Theatre, and just say what night you want and how many tickets you want.
Okay, and make sure you've got your card with you as well. There we are. Once again, 01277 200305.
Or you can just turn up on the night and hopefully you'll get a ticket to our show.
Yeah, that would be absolutely fantastic. Mm. Jordan, it has been such a pleasure for you to pop by. I know Michelle told me about you, saying how great you are. Having seen you in the flesh now and having a chat with you, I know you're going to make a big success for this. And I'm going to wish you every success. Pop in as well. Let us know how it gets on.
Yeah.
And let us know how you get on with Hall House as well.
Thank you.
I'll be interested to see what role you play in that and how it turns out as well. So you fancy coming back for a bit of a chat?
I would love to.
That would be lovely. And of course, my best wishes to everyone in the Brentwood Operatic Society. I hope it all goes well next week. In fact, I'm sure it's going to.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Okay, it's been a real, real pleasure. Here comes Pink.
You say, sometimes I wanna slap you on your whole face. Uh-oh. There's no one quite like you. You push all